And if something isn't artificial, you might say it's real, or it's another word for real.
True.
Or even a longer word, like it's not fake, it's,
I know what you're trying to say.
You
might want to say.
It's kind of run together. It's G-E-N-U-I-N.
Genuine, oh yeah.
Okay.
Genuine, yeah.
Okay. If you had, you might say you packed everything together in a package, or another term for a package.
Box.
Okay, or if it was something you were carrying in your arms.
Cotton.
Maybe. Wrapped in paper.
Cotton.
Okay. If it were, say, well, I don't know what you'd use it for. When would you use bulk?
Bulk?
Uh-huh.
It's when you have, for instance, a bulk of anything is a great amount of it, a great quantity of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, say potatoes, it would make a bulk package.
Oh, okay.
A big package.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I want to know. And what is it that you take the fruit, and you mash it out and get all the juice out of the fruit, and then you make something you put on your toast?
Syrup?
You put it in the refrigerator, you put it in a jar.
Honey?
Now this is made from, say, blackberry.
Jam.
Okay, or if it didn't have
jam or jelly.
Okay. And to season, you'd have two shakers, and they'd be?
Salt and pepper.
Okay. And if someone had an apple and you wanted it, you might say,
may I have a piece?
Or the whole thing, if you wanted all of it.
May I have an apple?
Okay. Or if you were demanding it from them, you might say,
give me an apple.
Okay. If someone said, which boys? These boys? No.
These boys.
Okay. Or the ones over there. What you might say?
Yeah.
Would you say, not these?
Not
but
these boys, but those over
okay.
there.
And if something were just a short distance away, you might say it's what
close.
Over there, or
it's near.
Okay, using over there, it's
just over there.
Okay, and. If it were a long way, you might say it's over there.
Way over there.
Okay. And if I said, now don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. And when you, I have a cherry, the inside of the hard inside is called. Okay. And the hard inside of a peach.
It's a seed.
Okay. And if a peach, there's, have you ever heard a term used for a peach that comes apart from the seed real easily? Or I guess?
It's a clear stone or a cling stone.
Okay.
With peaches. If it clings, they call it a cling stone peach. If it
mm-hmm.
clears when it opens out, when the seed comes out,
mm-hmm.
it's called a clear.
Okay. And is there a term for peaches that don't separate that easily from the seeds?
I guess it would be a cling, but it would be usually a white English. They use those for pickles.
Oh, okay. And the center of an apple is called?
It's the core.
Okay. And what are some words that you've used, heard maybe used for peanuts? Have you ever heard any special funny names for peanuts?
Peanuts.
Okay. Or for any other kind of nuts that grow under the ground. You have anything for those?